JoJo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, we're going to get a look at what's trending right now with the Dirty on the 30.
Want to start with this, just a little reminder for you, not that you have forgotten, but Michigan State Spartans are set to take on the Kansas State Wildcats in the March Madness Sweet 16 tonight at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Tip-off is 6:30. You can watch it on TBS, and they're also streaming it live at NCAA.com.
It is, by the way.
Spartans are favored to win, right?
Are they?
Yeah, I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'll be honest with you, I don't try to mess with anything right here. It's fate. I want fate on this one. And Tom Izzo is meant to get to the Final Four this year. Especially after that police officer pulled me over and told me that he feels like this needs to happen, you know? That
Yeah. It'd
be the only thing that can like pull that campus together and be a nice memory for everybody that's in school there right now. But Yeah. It'll be fun to watch. It'll be a fun game, I'm sure.
6:30. In the past few months, Gisele Bündchen has been spotted with jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valenti on multiple occasions. This guy trains her kids. He's got a Florida-based gym with his two brothers. But he has been traveling to Costa Rica to be with Gisele and her little ones. So yesterday, Gisele finally addressed the rumors that she and Joaquin have a romantic relationship and said, I think at this point, unfortunately, because I'm divorced, I'm sure that they're going to try to attach me to anything. She went on to praise all three Valenti brothers for helping her and the kids and for just being great friends to their family in general. And I know there were also rumors that Gisele was dating that billionaire hotel dude, Jeffrey Soffer, who's a friend of Tom Brady's. We talked about that. When asked about those rumors, she real quickly shut them down, saying she would never date one of her ex-husband's really good friends.
I heard that she talked also about Tom Brady and their relationship. Did you see any of that at all?
Yes. So, and because people were saying, was him coming out of retirement and going back to football the reason that you guys got divorced? And she said, it was not just a black and white issue. Like, there was so much more to it than that.
I had heard that his ex, Bridget Moynihan, who's the mother of his oldest son, was a little bit of an issue in their relationship.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I don't know exactly if it was just the way that they communicated, Tom and her, or how it was. But I always felt like it looked like Tom Brady and, Gisele did a nice job co-parenting together, but maybe it was a little bit more difficult than we know.
Updating another celebrity relationship status for you, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are indeed taking some time apart.
Oh,
not surprised here. Source tells me they're very hot and cold right now. Sometimes they'll text each other. That's kind of it at this point. They're not really talking or seeing each other. So the wedding planning has been put on pause so that they can continue to work on their issues.
I don't believe in love anymore.
you were really rooting for them, huh?
So hard. They were my favorite celebrity couple.
Oh my gosh.
A couple of updates in the Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident trial that's happening right now in Utah. Yesterday, Gwen's lawyer was complaining about a camera being pointed in her face during her testimony.
And this has been a problem where, for instance, reporters being in front of my client's car going out yesterday, cameras in her face, like inches away. That's the second violation in 2 days. Directly, still photographer, directly on my client's face, already transmitted nationally. So I'm mad.
Have you noticed when she walks into the courtroom, she puts things over her face so that they can't take pictures of it? But it is weird that they have paparazzi or still photographers standing in the area where, like, what do they call it in the courtroom?
The galley? The,
yeah, where people
there.
Sit. Like, I'm shocked that they allow that. But I guess, after watching that Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, I mean, they had
him on the press, babe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Side story here. Gwyneth is getting trolled for the glasses that she wore on the very first day of this trial. People are calling them her Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. They're these gold retro style aviator frames, which everybody was drawing comparisons to the serial killer. So if you like them, they are available for purchase on her Goop site. $289 a pair. And lastly, do you or your parents have a favorite child? A TikToker named Alex Griswold said, there is a foolproof way to tell who is the favorite. It all has to do with your or your parents' Netflix password.
Really?
Whoever's name it is, that's the favorite child.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
That's so good.
Yeah.
And so he was like, well, you know, if you're a parent, what your password is. But if you don't know what your parents is, say to them, oh, I'm trying to watch TV. I got locked out of the account. What's the password? They'll tell you.
And ours is
that's how you know.
Luke95.5.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty Fades on MojoInTheMorning.com.
This is the home of the Dirty on the 30. Fault Cabs. And War of the Roses. Mojo in the Morning.
Your call may be monitored or recorded.
$100. So, Ed, you didn't get a chance to go on spring break like others have. We got money for you. It's spring broke, and we're giving you a $100 cash card.
Awesome, Mojo. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are awesome. I know you hear the same story day in and day out, but I love everybody.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Listen, we appreciate it, and we know that times are rough right now. And I know it's, you know, it's $100, mm-hmm. but I hope at least that you're able to do something fun with it.
It'll help out, especially with gas, Mojo. Like I said, I love everybody there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Awesome. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for the kind words. Hang on the phone. We'll have more chances to win coming up. Ideal You. Thank you to those guys. Ideal You. Lose weight. Feel great. Ideal You.
You're a cheater. Here, let me read you a list of people that still respect you. I swear there was a list. No? No list? Another War of the Roses is after 9 on Mojo in the Morning.